We'll see if that works.
All right, it's 4:15, and we're going to go ahead and get started with the meeting. I'd like to welcome everybody. Thank you for coming. Our mission for our SHAG is to implement a coordinated school health program. Prevent obesity, cardiovascular disease, and type 2 diabetes in students through a combined effort of the school district and the community. If you want to go ahead and pull out the minutes from our last meeting on November the 10th, go ahead and go over those.
Roxanne Arredondo, high school counselor.
Miranda Rendon, parent.
Alicia Espinosa, Texas A&M Acolyte, the nutrition educator.
They need a mental service director.
Marissa Mendez, the electrician.
Laura Lee, so that was for the
junior high and high school nurse.
And I'm Lisa Pettis, the district nurse. So now we want to hear from each of our committees. For nutrition, Ms. Felicia, you want to kind of let us know what's been going on?
What's been going on? Well, currently, Kathy, our family consumer science agent, is working with some teachers and school staff on Step Up and Scale Down, and that is an exercise weight loss program. And in combination with Kathy, I'm doing a walk and talk, which features a fruit and vegetable back, and then just tips on exercising. So we're doing that on Tuesdays here at 4:15 here at the library. Kathy has on April 20th, we have the Sanpet County at the Fairgrounds Civic Center. We have our peak event, our breast cancer and cervical cancer awareness. It starts at 11:30 for registration and exhibits, and at 12:10 is a program, and that's always a really a light lunch will be provided on that one. And then they have a parenting conference on April the 13th. And I'm sure that Abigail was probably talking to parents and got that group already. So basically those are the nutrition. And we got through with the health fair, which we had an exhibit on My Plate and answered questions. We talked about the importance of exercise with kindergarten all the way to fifth grade. So those are some of the activities that we have done for our own.
Awesome, thank you so much. Ms. Jane?
I just got reviewed by the state and we did okay. Well, the server. We just have to update our wellness policy. And we have to have like a, well, everybody like this have to discuss about the wellness policy, the changes, updates, making sure that it's updated and out there to the public so we can see. So if there's any changes on the wellness policy, then we have to let the community know.
We also doing the snacks?
Yeah, oh yeah, we still do that.
What is the wellness policy?
It's where if they have like parties and all that.
Basically what it is, and we're going to be going over that today, it's our guidelines for health and wellness here at the school. So it tells about nutrition, exercise, like how many hours of PE we're supposed to have per different campuses. It talks about, like Jamie was saying, can we bring snacks into school? Can the teachers give snacks to the kids or kids? Different foods be sold. You know, it covers our smart snacks and schools guidelines that the government makes us follow. So it's just kind of a plan, and it's online, that we're supposed to follow. But ours is a little bit outdated, so we're going to be working on that today. So, and I'll cover that a little bit later, but that's what Ms. Jamie was talking about. So for physical education, Renee, I spoke with Renee earlier, she couldn't be here, and that's Ms. Orta, the PE teacher for elementary and intermediate. She said that they're covering right now, getting ready for field day, and they're working on the fitness ground. So that's what they're doing right now through PE. For health services, like Ms. Felicia was saying, the health fair was a success. We had 15 vendors sign up. The kids really enjoyed it. Everybody was really excited. All the kids that came through, they like getting their goodies and they like getting all the information and going from booth to booth. So that was a lot of fun. We're working on scoliosis screenings. Most of them are complete. We're just doing repeats and any students who are absent. Our AN screenings are done, and that's acanthosis nigricans, the line that's the indicator of high insulin levels in the body for the students. So we finished those screenings, blood pressures are done, and referrals have been sent home. We'll be completing CPR for the seniors on March 29th and 30th. CPR training is a graduation requirement, and so we'll be completing those on the 29th and 30th. The CPR certification for district employees, on the emergency response team, UIL sponsors, and bus drivers was completed on February the 20th. And that's all I have. Girls, if y'all want to add anything? All right. Next, healthy school environment. Coach Cooper's not here, but they're continuing to do the drills at all the campuses, and we're continuing to keep all the doors locked, and they're going through the principals and admin have been going through and checking doors. I know that because my door is checked constantly. So they're continuing to do that.
Have you come up with a solution for the substitutes with the badges?
I think they're working on that right now, and they've got a new system in place, Raptor, that everybody's getting trained on. And I think with that, they're going to try to incorporate everything. But they've been working on it.
How is that going to change in the school board? I know when I saw the school board meeting agenda that a new security system was going to take place. How is that going
to
work?
That I couldn't tell you. I'm not trying to that portion of the school safety. Coach Cooper would probably be one that would better to answer that, but he's not going to be. So, but I know they're working on several things for safety right now. Health education, we're still doing our great body shop at all grade levels up to 8th grade. The teachers do those on Fridays, and so far I haven't gotten any complaints. So I don't know if the principals have y'all heard anything from parents, anybody concerned or anything?
Just like what they send the information out, sometimes the topics are kind of vague and parents for the parent conference that we're having, that they're having in Sinton. I've been going into the classes and talking about friendships and being kind, and we have the kindness tree that I have up that we are doing.
Yeah. I like those a lot.
Thank you. What else? Oh, the counselor corner, we do that. And then I've started meeting with students, like individually students that need it. And then also with, I started a group counseling in elementary right now that I'm working on. And then hopefully I can start it in intermediate.
So is it a group or is it like individual?
No. So what we're working right now is like self-regulation, self-control.
Okay.
Yeah, working on that right now with the
first grade.
So I'm trying it out with them. Yeah, I know. So I'm like, I'm trying it out with them, and hopefully we can be successful and then try to roll it over to them.
Okay.
And
awesome.
Then at the parent math and science night, I did the testing tips and tricks, and then I also had it at open house. What was it?
Open house.
So I had that also that I had open and had for the parents too. And then they did like affirmations too with the parents at math and science night and at open house also. So
The no bullying.
Yeah, that was very important.
Yeah,
very important.
Exactly.
Okay, so high school, we are very much into right now registration. Dual credit's big right now. We've been doing dual credit registration, TSI testing, getting ready for AP testing. We've been doing interims. We've been doing benchmarks. As far as today, I had the advising one-on-one with the dual credit advisor for dual credit students. Let's see, we've done the affirmation stuff as well. We do, of course, the popcorn for students that are being kind to one another. We do the shout outs based on teachers. They get the owl shout outs and they get, you know, we do the snow cones to improve attendance. Kind of just try to promote a positive culture. And we do have sugar free. Sugar free for the snow cones.
We do have a sugar free one, so we have our own campus. Appreciate that.
So we do have a sugar free snow cone if you would like one, or for those that need one. But I'm staying away from the stuff right now. But the big one for us right now is also looking at registration for next year, going over our requirements. And I know right now our graduation requirements are something that you and I have been talking about as far as health and CPR training. So we have discussed at the high school possibly, I know there's a health curriculum at the junior high. We have been discussing it, maybe do it for the high school so we can get the certification through the health for our CPR training. This is broad discussion. There's nothing, you know, set in stone. That does have to be presented to Ms. Carr if it would be an option for us. But if not, we do have like plan B and plan C with Ms. Evans and Bianca. I know when you're going in to do the senior CPR training, trying to catch up those seniors, that's the difficult part about it. And we're trying to move from seniors lower down to get these certifications as freshmen, sophomores, so they don't get to the senior standpoint and meet this graduation requirement immediately in order to graduate. So
and that's what I was wondering. I was looking just at some statutes, and it says under 15 you would have to have parental consent. Like a lot of our curriculums talk about rape and child abuse and
right.
other things. And under 15 you would have to have parental consent, but over 14 you wouldn't. So maybe sophomores or juniors.
Maybe
like when they take it maybe, and then you have to have parental consent for those classes. And it would be an elective anyway, right?
Yes, it would be an elective.
Yeah.
The only thing that we come to difficulty with is that if it's an elective, right now we're on staff, we only have one section of it. So that means we only get 20 students in it.
Okay.
So we don't get all grade levels covered. So if we use like, you know, Bianca or Evans to substitute, we could do that as well. Or like if you did one of the trainings where you're gonna do Wednesday, then they could do the makeups. But we would like to get that earlier rather than later or this close to graduation.
And so say I do a book class like through Shaq, if everybody decided and agreed, it would be a requirement for our, like a certain grade level, if that's how the route that y'all wanted to make it. But if not, then it could be.
Yeah, I think the only thing right now Lisa's looking into is the staff.
Right.
Do we have someone that can actually teach it?
And then you have to teach like speech or something on the other side,
yes,
right?
But that's also a graduation requirement.
Okay.
Yeah. They need to have a graduation speech requirement and they have to have a health requirement or a CPR.
Right.
But and those are also graduation
requirements. There's some other things that are coming down, like with family violence and dating violence that's supposed to be covered. I don't know if it is currently being covered, but if not, we're going to have to look at a way to cover all that. And that could be in health as well.
Yes, so it gives us a lot of outlets and avenues to push it through health for all the other requirements
that
need to be.
For all the other ones
and
that
have to be compliant.
Yes, so that's something that we need to probably look at.
Yeah. I did talk to Lisa about it again today. You know, because right now that's never, we're getting our people to see where they're going, if they're staying,
And I don't know if that's something that Chelsea can look at, like what does need to be required that y'all should be covering, you know? And some of the agencies that come in, like Project Turnaround, they could probably cover some of those if y'all didn't want to do it in a health.
We had them all, so right now, what's your name changed?
Jackson.
Yes, she's now
the director now. Yeah. They come for elementary. Yeah. They do kinder to second grade.
She's done. She did.
And then she did intermediate, and then she's done. She's doing junior high, and then she's done.
She was with us all the way till she got promoted, which was I guess what
January when we came back from break.
Yeah, so she was coming to our campus as well, talking about good healthy relationships. I have the whole curriculum stuff, adult.
And then she did a parent meeting for us also and talked about the different topics that they talk about and stuff. So I'm looking, I had talked to her and looking about maybe her coming back and doing another parent meeting and just to talk about the same healthy relationships, effective communication,
goal setting. It's all getting covered in our health.
Yeah.
I mean, so we're covered up to eighth grade. I just don't know.
Right, so how we're going to get in.
Here
with that.
Yeah.
Well, we can sit down sometime and look at that. Some of the books that are actually in the city. What needs to be here is the whole city. Do research on
the house. Okay.
Just as long as we don't cover any books, we should be good.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. That's kind of covering review and possibly take action on child abuse, family violence, dating violence, and human trafficking for high school and the health class. So we're going to go ahead and table that for now. Is everybody in agreement?
Yeah.
Until we can do some more research as a team.
Okay.
And then bring it back and then decide what we want to do. Okay. Discuss formation of a recess assessment committee. So as a district, the SHAC is supposed to be deciding how many minutes of recess the students are going to be doing. Right now, the state mandates that the students get 30 minutes a day or a combination of 135 minutes of recess not recess, 135 minutes of PE, structured activity it is. So they have to have 135 or 30 minutes a day from pre-K, all day pre-K to fifth grade. At the upper levels, it's 135 minutes a day as well, but then band can cover that. They don't have to have PE in high school as well. So they want us to look at recess. What they're seeing is that high schools aren't doing recess, and they're not necessarily mandating that we have to have recess at every grade level at this time, but they want schools to look at that, and so I have to have a subcommittee that is going to start looking at all that and deciding what we're going to do, and then we bring it back to SHAC and talk about what we decided and what we found out, and then see if we need to make any changes or not. So I need some volunteers for my subcommittee. Is anybody interested in being on that team?
So what was it, 30 minutes a day or 135 a week?
And so right now, that's covered in PE, but what they're wanting us to look at now is process. Not necessarily 30 minutes, but seeing, okay, what are we doing at all grade levels, and do we need to add more, do we need to not? That's what they want us to look at as a committee.
So that's also for high school?
No.
Oh, okay. So how does that work for high school?
You're like, what?
Yes, ma'am. Oh, you want to set up? Okay. I think it's kind of important, but it's up to y'all what y'all want to do. Once we bring it back to Shaq and Shaq decides what we're going to do, that's what we're going to put in our wellness policy, and that's what we end up having to do. Okay? You want to set up too?
I can help.
Okay. Lita, and I will be.
Lita,
anybody else interested in having input? Okay. All right. Well, then, when would you like to meet for that, guys?
If it's just us three, tomorrow morning at night.
That'll work. That works for me.
Tomorrow morning at night?
If it's just us, then.
If Abby's on my campus tomorrow, then we can knock it out.
At night, and then.
And you okay? Okay, well, we'll meet. Our first meeting will be tomorrow morning at 9, and we'll kind of get ourselves together, and if we need to meet again, then we will. And then at our next Shaq meeting, which I want to do April 20th, will be the next Shaq meeting. Then we'll bring that back, the recommendations, and do a vote on that. Okay?
Lisa, did I hear you correctly? You said pre-K?
Now, when I was reading, it says pre-K. All day pre-K through fifth grade, and I think the reason we weren't doing it previously is because we didn't have
it was
pre-K.
Yeah.
But that's what when I was reading in there, that's what it said. Yeah.
So they have to have PE too.
They have to have.
If it's half, if it's all day, is what she's saying.
Now, okay, so say that they want to go out at recess and do structured play, they can, but it has to be structured, moderate to vigorous activity. 30 minutes a day, or 35 minutes a week. So, I mean, the teachers could do it during a recess, but they would have to be like, okay, we're going to play red light, green light, or we're all going to play
jumping jacks, or...
Yes, something like that, for at least 30 minutes, moderate to vigorous activity. Okay? Or, well, they have to do that next year, because right now they couldn't just add a PE class. Any other questions on... On that. Okay, so every 3 years we have to update our wellness policy, and then yearly we're supposed to be updating our wellness plan. So we can do this one of two ways. Everybody can get a copy of our wellness policy and the worksheet to update, take it home, and then we'll go over it at our next meeting, or we break up into groups and do that. Now, we have to review the wellness policy, and we have to work on updating it. So I have the worksheet for that, and I have our actual wellness policy right now. Y'all can take it home and review it, compare, do the comparison, and fill out the worksheet, and then when we come to the next chat meeting, we'll cover it.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Y'all want to
take it to Lisa also, if she needs to.
Or the other option was to break up in groups and deal with it now.
No, I'm good taking it.
Take it home.
Is this yours?
So
I think it's Amy's.
Okay.
We're recording.
Yes. Well, I'm sorry, Lita.
We have to record.
Can we do elementary and north section sit-ins at night? Which one?
The
recess?
The
recess? Yeah.
Just so that Dora can be there for elementary also.
Yeah, I don't have an issue with this.
and the same thing.
So it'll be at elementary.
Let me add you to that. Okay. Ms. Brand, are you okay with that? Okay, so we're going to have Anita, me, and Ms. Nora will meet tomorrow at 9.
No, this is.
We can do it in the conference room.
In the conference room, okay.
Sounds good. Okay, discuss any recommendations for possible health initiatives for students and staff. Does anybody have any suggestions? You want to see us do anything health or active-wise in the classrooms or throughout the year? What we did one year was a family fun fair. And we had a lot of the people that came to our health fair came, but then they had like a little obstacle course and some other stuff for the kids. We can think about doing something like that. If you want to, next chat meeting, we can bring back some recommendations. We actually talked to somebody about doing bike reveals. I don't know if y'all remember the bike reveals way back in the day. So Driscoll Children's Hospital, their safety, I'm the committee, I guess it's just their safety group there at Driscoll.
Injury prevention department?
Yes, that's who it is, injury prevention department. They said that they could possibly set up doing a bike rodeo. Now these aren't going to be this year because it's already at the end of the year, but that's something that we can do next year. And what they usually do, I think they bring helmets for the kids and stuff, and the kids have to bring their own bikes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, I was thinking like if somebody didn't have a bike, maybe we can bring a bike, or I don't know, somebody would donate a bike.
Yeah.
For the kids to use if they don't have one, because not all our kids can afford it. So, yes, they're expensive. Is that something y'all would be interested in doing, the bike rodeo maybe next year?
No, I think so. Yeah, if school helps, so that they can provide
helmets.
Okay. Are there any programs we could possibly look into school district? I'm wondering that here, that you school board meeting for the children that do live around this area to walk to school, to ride their bikes to school, and help them in, and live a lifestyle.
I know that there's a certain time of the year, and I can't remember what that day is, but it's like a bus, but like everybody's either walking or riding their bike. But it takes a lot of volunteer power because I know they wouldn't be, the district's not affluent, so they wouldn't be able to pay somebody to do it. But I know other schools have done it with volunteers, so they have to be like
a PTO.
Yes, well,
the PTA. I don't know, like if you're members.
Yeah. Something like that. PTA, PTO. Or we could put it out there in the community to see if anybody interested in doing that, and we can look at doing that. But I don't know. That would be like how some people have crossing guards all the time. I don't know if it would be like all the time, but it would just be like a certain time. You know, like a thing that they try to promote. But at that time, if we got volunteers, maybe we could ask volunteers if they'd be interested in doing that. But that's something we have to talk to Ms. Carvalho and see about doing something. Yes, ma'am.
There is funding for that.
Okay.
And I know we get information for that through our TexPAM project. And we've used some of the principles of that with a project we're doing in the city of Mathis. She's got an active living coalition going on there, and they've done some changes, like adding sidewalks in some areas that TxDOT can help us with between downtown and the high school.
I think it's called Safe through TxDOT.
I don't remember off the top of my head. I used to know.
Yeah, there's a text off for her that
we used to send this out to everybody. But yes, I'll see if I can find, because I always get the emails on them, and I'll send it to you so you can share it. Because I know we've done it before. But as far as our project, it specifically works right now with Portland and Mathis, just because we wanted to do different ends of the county. But it doesn't mean right now we're getting ready to look at if they're funded for another year or two to start working on the work plan. And we could see maybe instead of working with Portland, since they already have so many resources, maybe try to shift some of those activities to Oklahoma.
And what do the funds cover?
Promoting active living by doing walk audits in the community and seeing where maybe the recommendations can be made. Along the highway, it would be working with TxDOT. Any of the city streets, of course, would be with the city. on making recommendations with parents, with school district personnel, maybe city leaders participating in the group if we started a similar group in ODA, and being able to determine where are the biggest needs, safety-wise. Are there places where it would be helpful to have a stop sign, which I know are not popular, but sometimes we need them. I mean, there's lots of different things we can look at. And some of the things, especially around the schools, are covered by that funding if you apply for it. I know also Superior Health Plan, I believe, and somebody else, I forget what the other group is, have quarterly funding, like $5,000 that can be used for special projects. And I haven't seen that in a while, so I'll check with my contact and see if that's still available and if they can provide a link or, you know, access to those resources.
Thank you, Ms. Mitchell.
The figure eight.
Okay.
Can you see it?
Sorry, and I apologize for arriving late. My staff wanted me to bring this stuff, and I had to wait for them to print. We've got flyers for our diabetes support group meeting, April the 4th. It's a Tuesday morning from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m., and the speaker will be Teresa DeBoin from the Prevent Blindness Texas group. And it will be a virtual meeting because we can have people in person, but she actually works out of Houston. And that day she has another meeting that she would not be able to come all the way down. So she said she could present virtually, and she is available to anybody in South Texas that wants more information. They do vouchers for eyeglasses, and they can do some of the eye exams. ODA has a Lions Club. I actually joined the Lions Club in Mathis. We're starting one over there because that's where I live. And I'm getting ready to retire, so I'm trying to find what to do when I retire.
You're going to do all your jobs.
And then I've already been trained to do the eye exams that they do with the machine that they use, so that was fun. I'm starting to work on that, and I'm working a lot with Joan from here in town. Pinky Bench, I know during the school day y'all would have a hard time being able to go, but maybe the parents that are available. This is a breast and cervical cancer program that is done once a year in April to remind the people that scheduled but forgot to go in October to get their exam. And we are starting to receive a lot of exhibitor applications. Have you already talked about this earlier?
Just a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Yes, I'm working with recruiting the exhibitors for this. I think we already have close to 10. But we have to cut it off at about 22 to 25, because that's all we have room for. But I've got flyers for that. We started a breastfeeding peer support group, another strategy for the TexPAM project. But they meet in Ingleside from 5:30 to 6:30, first Tuesday every month. So I've got that. There's also, the project has had for a couple of years, a breastfeeding resource flyer for moms who are breastfeeding or considering breastfeeding, and then the food distribution sites in San Patricio County. This was last updated in October, and we know some have changed. So a new edition of this will go out and be in our newsletter. You get my newsletter, right? So I don't know how many people here get the newsletter, but when these are updated, we add them. And then the Texas Healthy Building Blocks. This would be more for a Head Start. Are there any Head Start centers here in Texas?
Yes.
Okay, or any daycare centers other than Head Start? A lot of the small communities don't have them.
I mean, some home daycares, but.
Okay. And then we do have, I talk about our Community Clinical Health Bridge Project. They started a quarterly newsletter. The one for April is ready. And they are highlighting World Health Day, just a little bit of information, tips on being healthy, a healthy recipe, which, by the way, they said they wanted the recipe to, from the health fair, the pasta salad and the dessert, something with strawberries, I think, that they love, and they've been bugging me. I think I emailed you y'all one time, but yeah, they said, please, please, please ask for those recipes. The back of the flyer has some information on the texture size select and the Prevent T2 program that they can provide, and then I provide a matter of balance, but that's more for the senior community over 60, in coordination with the Area Agency on Aging. And we just finished doing one here in Odom. We are having a Diabetes Alert Day activity with the Lions Club at the park next Tuesday from 6 p.m. to whenever people get tired of walking or it gets dark. And we'll be bringing some door prizes and some little giveaways and health information back regarding diabetes.
And what day is that?
On Tuesday. Tuesday evening at 6 p.m., the 28th. And I forgot to bring those flyers, but they're in the newsletter that I sent out yesterday.
Okay.